All right, welcome to another walk and talk today. We've got some crazy stuff to talk about, but the walk might be crazy in itself since we are in Da Nang City, Vietnam at the moment. You can see the bridge behind me here. Oh, actually, here's Kristen. Here she is walking along. She's not going to be in the video today, but we're going to take a stroll anyway and talk about how is your Great Reset going at the moment? How is the apocalypse going for you? Oh, goodness me. We've got everything going on at the moment, haven't we? But you wouldn't know it over here in Vietnam. These people just seem to be very happy and chill. And it's their Lunar New Year at the moment. By the way, you're going to hear a lot of noise, a lot of horns, and all sorts of other things. So what have we got going on there? Well, we've got housing declining. We've got some issues with housing now. I knew it would happen eventually. It's just taken a little longer than I first thought. Jobs, issues with jobs. The economy is going to crap. We got a banking crisis now being announced. Energy crises. We've got a food crisis. We've got social issues. We've got strikes non-stop. Goodness me, it is just non-stop now, non-stop. And but we're still not in a recession yet, according to the US and the UK government. We're definitely not in a recession. Oh, goodness me. So Amazon is about to cut 18,000 jobs. Microsoft as well, 10,000 jobs. We've actually got hundreds of thousands of jobs cuts now announced for this year. But we're still being told, oh, the job market is amazing. Biden makes me laugh every time. Guys, this is the greatest economy we've ever had. And, you know, all this sort of stuff. I know that was a bad impression today. But we've basically got strikes now, non-stop, everywhere you look, throughout UK, throughout USA, throughout Europe. It's just non-stop strikes. Okay, this is going to be a problem, this walk and talk, because I keep getting people in front of me stopping to wave, say hi, and all this other thing. Actually, it's quite interesting, the Vietnamese culture, because they have this thing around good luck, which I've not heard of before. But Kristen and I went to a restaurant earlier, and it was empty. So we sat outside, and as we were sat there, all of a sudden, loads of people started turning up, and then a big bus turned up and the restaurant was full. So the owner came out and with some moonshine, I think it was, and he wanted to do some sort of a toast with us. And he says, the kid who interpreted basically said, oh, that we're lucky and we brought them good luck. So he wanted to do these shots of moonshine. So hopefully my eyes aren't too bloodshot doing this walk today. But yeah, what was I talking about? All these strikes at the moment. So there's strikes everywhere. And we got strikes now throughout France. They had a national day of strikes, actually, France just had, which was absolutely just nuts. Because what are they trying to do? Well, they already raised the retirement age there from 60, then to 62, and now they want to raise it again to 64. This is under Macron, one of my least favorite politicians, apart from Jacinda Ardern, who, thank goodness, is going now. But people are celebrating. But you're only going to get another WEF person come in, someone just as bad, from the World Young Global Leaders Program. Oh, goodness me. So you're just going to be swapping one for another, basically. But yeah, one thing people don't realize when governments do raise the age for a pension is that it's theft. You've got to remember that it's theft, because you've already paid into that pension that you were meant to get at, say, 60 years old. And or some countries it's 65, or some countries now it's 70 years old. You've already paid into that pension through, let's use the UK for example, national insurance, which is for your healthcare and your pension and things like that, pension when you get older. So you've already paid into it, and then the government just makes this decision. It wasn't voted in by the people, by the way, that they're gonna raise the pension age. Why? Because they are going bust. They are going bankrupt. That's why they keep putting these new policies in. And I keep saying this, you're gonna have massive issues with pensions. It's just a matter of time until all of these pension plans absolutely collapse. But moving on from pensions, I just wanted to talk about inflation for a moment, because I haven't mentioned it too much recently. By the way, we're going to get a lot of background noise here. Luckily today it's quiet, which is interesting because this Lunar New Year, but it's been absolutely crazy here this week. But anyway, on to inflation. So UK inflation is 10.5% now. It just does not want to be, hey, that guy was really happy just then. So we got UK inflation, 10.5%. This thing just does not want to budge. US inflation still historically high. Let's go over these figures actually. So US inflation is about 6.5% right now. Again, I don't believe those figures. I think it's more like 13 to 14% US inflation right now. Because remember, they manipulate these figures. They've manipulated the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. What else have we got? We have Canada, 6.3%, Australia, 7.3%, New Zealand, 7.2%, the EU, and 11.1%. No surprise there, because they didn't want to budge their interest rates. But what really makes me laugh is that all of these news agencies, whenever they read out the inflation numbers, they always have to add this one line at the end. Do you know what that one line is? Due to the war in Ukraine. This is absurd, and I can't believe how many people still believe this is true. It's due to the war in Ukraine that we've got high inflation around the world. This inflation was here before Ukraine. And by the way, Ukraine and Russia didn't ramp up the printing press, oh gosh, in all of these nations to make the currency supply expand. This is just so crazy. It really is just baffling to me how people keep spitting these lines out. But one part of inflation that isn't coming down is food. Food inflation is still running rampant. In fact, it's over 11% right now in the UK. And I'll tell you a real interesting coincidence as well, and that's around all the meat inflation. Why is it, answer me this, drop a comment on this. Why is it that all around the world we've got the same sort of meat inflation, food inflation on meat and livestock, but it's for different reasons? So let me give you an example. In the UK, they said it was, you know, too expensive on the feed. And then in the US, they said it was too expensive on the feed. Then in the UK, they said, oh, it's not the feed, it's energy input costs. And then that was the same in Europe, it was energy input costs. But now you're having problems in South Africa, and they are culling millions of chickens due to level 6 load shedding. Well, guess what? Load shedding has been going on in South Africa for a long time. It hasn't just started in the last 2 or 3 months. So you're getting all this poultry culled. You're getting culls from animals, herds and livestock all around the US as well. And it's all for different reasons. So chicken, so poultry, has just gone up from $22 in South Africa per kilo up to $29 in the last 3 weeks because they've had to kill so much poultry. And again, they keep saying it's for all these different reasons, which I just don't believe. I think they've got an agenda to reduce the amount of livestock in it, because we've seen it. We've seen it in all these reports, and we've seen it in all the WF stuff. We've seen it in all of the United Nations reports that they need to get all these livestock and things like that down for methane and CO2 emissions and everything else, which I just think is an absolute load of garbage. Oh, and I forgot the main reason that they're saying that they need to cull all the birds at the moment, and that's bird flu. So that's the other reason they have to kill millions. And in fact, it's over 1 billion birds now. If you take all the birds combined, they've had to cull 1 billion birds. Think about that for a second. But the other thing they're not talking about, so remember we said that it's the WEF conference this week, and that is just the gift that keeps on giving. If you look at all the things that they're talking about there, and all the climate stuff they've got to bring down. And yet, what have they done? They've flown in on private jets. Some of them is just one person on the jet. I mean, this is how nuts it is. It's absolutely crazy what they're doing. And the US is probably the worst for this, with flying in their multiple C-130s and everything else like that, with all the armored vehicles, just so they could drive a mile down the road with all the staff. But it's not just that, it's not just the armored vehicles. it's all the stakes. So do you remember what I did last time and got in trouble for it? So I'm not going to do it this year. I called around all the restaurants, didn't I? And I wanted to find out if they had any, you know, availability. And especially the steak restaurants and the meat restaurants, the burger restaurants, fully booked. You could not get a table in any of these restaurants. But this year they've gone a step further. So they're flying in from Japan, all these, you know, steaks, some of them $1,000 a steak and all this. I mean, it's the hypocrisy of it is mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing, the stuff they're doing at this meeting. And not just that, I'll use a code word here, the ladies of the night that are being flown in for this as well. Oh my goodness, they think there's more than 1,300. Well, actually, it's not just women. There's some men as well that have been talking about this that are at Davos. So there's obviously some adult entertainment as well. Some of them at 5,000 euros per night. Oh, I've got to be careful what I say here. But it just makes me laugh. All of this stuff is so, it's so amusing to me, because if I don't laugh about it, I would get annoyed, as I'm sure many of you do, get annoyed by these things. That it's just the hypocrisy of it. It's just crazy. It's baffling to me. And I was talking about Al Gore, was it last week? And how he's probably the worst climate forecaster on the planet. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anyone give such bad forecasts. If he was correct, I should be underwater right now. Look how deep this is from here. If he was correct with the stuff he said, I should be swimming doing this right now. I mean, it's terrible. And what I've noticed, and you'll notice this with some people that have a passive aggressive conversational style or speaking style, and Jacinda Ardern, who we just mentioned resigned, she's the perfect example of this, passive aggressive, the smiling assassin, as someone told me recently, she's called in New Zealand. But Al Gore, goodness me, I was listening to him, he was shouting, and he was having a fight with someone, he was so angry. In fact, he was so angry talking about climate and Greta getting arrested, which was a complete sham. Okay, take one. Okay, take two. Okay, can you just walk Greta back? That wasn't, we need to get that again. They started it with her shoes already muddy. I mean, come on. Goodness me. Oh yeah, Greta got arrested for this coal mine protest. No, she didn't. The police. Oh gosh, it's so funny. People believe these stories. No, it was all set up. It was a photo shoot. Why do you think they had someone there with all the film gear saying, take two? Okay, we need to take Greta back and do that again. I mean, anyway, this is crazy. But Al Gore was spitting. He was so angry in his style that he was spitting everywhere. And just, you know, repeating this thing that he's been saying forever. Oh, that's it. You know, we're going to be underwater. We're going to this and that. The other thing this week that really annoyed me, was not the gas stoves, which I thought was ridiculous, but because that didn't get taken very seriously, they had to come up with another one. So guess what they've come up with? Wood burners. And every news outlet is just going crazy with this, you know, about wood burners. And WeOn, which is, a news outlet that I watch from time to time, which is pretty funny, it's like an Indian news outlet. They should have seen the story they put out on wood burners.
Many don't realize that using a log burner comes at a cost to the environment.
Breathing PM2.5 is responsible for somewhere around 20 to 30,000 extra deaths in the UK each year.
Few people know just how polluting burning wood can be. Her son is severely asthmatic and is highly sensitive to air pollution.
Not only is he breathing it in outside, but now, you know, we're at home in what's supposed to be kind of a safe environment, and there is absolutely nothing I can do.
Saying that these wood burners were causing, you know, one of the biggest contributors. Why is it everything is one of the biggest contributors? Gas stoves, one of the biggest contributors. And now it's wood burners. Before it was flying, it was driving, it was cars, it was electricity, it's burning coal, it's burning natural gas, it's oil, it's Russia. It's like everything is the biggest contributor to climate. It just makes me laugh. So what they're saying now is, and they're not just hitting it from one side, they're hitting it from two sides. So they're saying it's one of the biggest contributors, and that too many people now have gone out and bought wood stoves. Good, good for you. I'm glad that everyone's going out and getting wood burners, because now if there's power cuts and massive issues, which we've seen, you're not gonna freeze to death in your home. So that's a good thing. But for them to now say that the wood burning stoves are causing asthma in children, which they got that from the gas stoves last week. If you remember this big story that broke, that they were saying, oh yeah, these gas stoves, they're causing, you know, cancer in children and asthma and all this. Right now that what they've done is they flipped it to the wood burners, and they're using all the exact same study almost and saying it's the wood burners that's causing all these problems. No, it's not. Wood burners have been around forever, and before they were just open fires. So now we've got these really efficient wood burners. They don't let off a lot. I'm sure they will let off something, but they're not letting off all of this, you know, poisonous gas into the house and everything else. Again, it's just another propaganda campaign to get people to stop using wood burners. Don't listen to it. If you want to get a wood burner, get a wood burner. Believe me, I've got wood burners and I'm very happy with them. So, all right, let's finish up with a little story. I always like to finish with a funny story or something interesting or controversial. Well, I'll tell you what happened last night, which was the weirdest thing I think has happened to me in a long, long time. So me and my wife, Kristen, who is way ahead here, let me show you, there she is. She's taking a little stroll ahead. Got to about just before 9 o'clock, quarter to nine, 8:45 p.m. And we're a little bit hungry. So we thought, let's go out, because we had a very early or late lunch, about 3 o'clock. So we said, let's go out, let's get something to eat. We walk out and there was a sushi restaurant. So we said, okay, let's go and get some sushi. We go in, it's just after 9 p.m. by the time we get in. And it said that it closes at 10 p.m. Okay, fine. So we've got an hour to eat. So we go in and, you know, they give us a table and all of that. So we sit down to eat. And then the lady comes over, gives us the menu, and we, you know, look through it 5 or 10 minutes and we order a drink. So we order some sake, right? So we order a bottle of sake. So we sit there, we're just starting to have a drink, having some green tea, things like that. And then we're looking through all the food. So we order some food. Just, you know, you start off with little things, don't you? You get one thing at a time with sushi. So they bring this one item out, and then we're sitting there taking our time eating it. And then it must be about just 9:30, something like that. Lady comes over and says, excuse me, sir, you need to go. Please pay now, go. And I thought, oh, is she angry? What's going on here? Is this lady upset? And then the guy comes over, he starts shouting, who's obviously the boss or something. And she's like, sir, you need to go now, please hurry up, you need to go. I'm thinking, what is going on? So I'm trying to use Google Translate, like, what, sorry, what, have I done something wrong? What's going on here? Oh no, we're closing early tonight because it's Lunar New Year. And I said, well, we've only just sort of sat down to eat. What's going on here? And she's like, please leave now. So she gets the sushi that we've ordered, just puts it in a bag, like a plastic bag, takes the drink, puts that in the same bag, and like, gets us to pay and leave. I mean, I messaged my friend who's Vietnamese and I said, that is weird. Is that normal? What just happened there? And he said, oh yeah, it's just a really different culture over here. Well, it must be with things like that. So that was the weirdest thing I think that's happened to me in a long time. But all right, I think I'll wrap up the video here. I did not expect it to be this bright and sunny today walking along, because it's been quite wet all week and overcast. But we're gonna take a walk now around the city and just enjoy, basically. So thanks for watching. Take care. God bless you and your family. And we'll see you next week. Bye for now.